Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. This is JJ and Joanne at Detroit's Greatest Hits. And on the line with us is the Chief Life Sciences Officer at the Detroit Zoo, Scott Carter. Hello, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great this morning.
An interesting dynamic with a new baby chimp at the Detroit Zoo, I'm given to understand.
Yes, it's really a cool story about a little baby chimp. I know everybody has seen pictures of baby chimps, but I'm here to tell you it's about the cutest thing you're ever going to see. He was born in January. His mother had some health issues right after his birth and wasn't able to care for him. And so our staff cared for him around the clock for the last 5 months. And then about 2 weeks ago, he was adopted by one of our other chimps, a quite mature female in her early 50s, who's quite happy to have a youngster at her age.
An older mommy. Tell us how this works. How do you go about getting this mama chimp to want to kind of adopt this little chimp?
Well, it wasn't a matter of us getting her to want it. It was a matter of us figuring out how all the chimps felt about him. And from the beginning, because he was raised in the Grade 8 building at the Detroit Zoo, so we had staff, you know, basically living there around the clock, taking care of him. And they spent a lot of time where the chimps could see them with him. And from the beginning, Trixie was just really taken with him, which I don't know if it was a surprise. She's been around babies. She has a daughter who is 30, and she was a great mom. But over the years, you know, she's never tried to take someone else's baby. But this one, she seemed to clearly know this baby doesn't have a mom.
What happened to the original mom? I know you said she had some health issues, but was she okay, or did she not want the baby after?
She had a hypertension issue, but after she recovered, she really had no interest.
Scott, is that a common thing among chimpanzees? Do you see that happen often?
It has happened before, where for various reasons, a mom isn't able to care for an infant or sometimes, you know, doesn't want it, which is pretty rare. But in this case, when Shiana recovered, you know, she just really wasn't interested in him. We tried several times to get him back with her, but that never worked. So we were eventually successful with Trixie, which is a really great outcome. Trixie has a little family again, and she's really happy.
Well, I can tell you from experience, my mom lost interest in me shortly after my birth.
No, that was during your teenage years, JJ.
I get it. I completely understand.
Sometimes these things happen. That's right.
No kidding.
It's a great story. Scott Carter, Chief Life Sciences Officer of the Detroit Zoo. One last question, though, is can people see the baby chimp yet?
Yes. He is out where people can see him now, out in the Great Apes of Harambe habitat. He is often being carried by Trixie, so sometimes it takes a little searching to find him, you know, clinging to her belly or riding on her back.
Scott, the mom that gave birth to the baby chimp, is she in the enclosure with all of the other chimps right now?
She has not been reintroduced to the group yet. She'll be coming up soon. We're gradually introducing all the adults back into Trixie's family. And Shiana has not been introduced yet, but we expect she will just be pretty uninterested. She could surprise us, but probably not.
All right.
Thanks, Scott
Carter, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.